Radio City Sport.
With Hampson Hughes Solicitors, a winning team to take on your personal injury claim.
The Radio City Sport Liverpool Matchbook. Pre-match.
They're both massive games for us because one of the games can keep us in the hunt for the top four and the other game's one that will make us advance to the final. So we're totally concentrated on both of those games. And, you know, we're not looking too far ahead. We're looking towards Newcastle first and foremost and then Aston Villa's after that.
Welcome to Anfield. You'll never walk alone being sung. And before this game, there will be a minute's silence, of course, with the 26th anniversary of the Hillsborough disaster this week. The stadium will be filled on Wednesday as people come to remember. Let's just listen to this for a moment.
Now, Wembley's only 6 days away. The focus is still fully on the very slim, exceptionally slim hopes of a top four finish. Manchester City in 3-4 provides some hope, but let's face it, it's exceptionally slim as it stands. A win today would put Liverpool 4 points behind that top four spot. Well, goals have been the problem for some time, and Daniel Sturridge's recovery once again takes the knock. He's not involved tonight, but the positive news is the return of Jordan Ibe. And Liverpool, with this, the third of three home games to come towards the end of the season. Crystal Palace and QPR will see this season out at Anfield. And the Reds in all red, and Newcastle in the black and white. And John Aldridge is with me.
Yeah, just looking at the way they set out. It's a back four, Steve.
You don't like the look of the two centre-halves, Chan and Lovren.
We were comfortable with three at the back. I just thought he may have... Yeah, I just think there's a bit of a gamble doing what we've done here at the back today. I know we defended four at the back at Blackburn. Done reasonably well defensively. Let's hope I'm wrong. But yeah, it's the four. Lucas is sitting in front of them. It's like a 4-1-4-1 formation, but Coutinho's playing up front, Steve. Coutinho is playing as a striker.
It's bizarre, isn't it? Sterling's
He's not a centre forward. No, it's strange.
Well, Sterling's left side, isn't he? So you've got Ibe on the right, Sterling on the left, Jordan Henderson and in the centre there, it's alongside disjunted. Allen. Coutinho up front is weird.
It is bizarre. It's just they must have been working on it in training, but. Well, I don't know. I don't like that personally, but
I'm not convinced
wrong.
Sterling likes playing those wing back positions or wing positions. Here's Jose Perez, who just tips the ball over the line. Another thing John noted just before we got underway, that's the smallest amount of a Newcastle falling I think we've ever seen here at Anfield.
Less than 500. Normally they come in the draws, Newcastle. They're having an awful spell, and you know, and we need to make sure we don't give them any starts, you know, anything to hang on to.
35 points from 31 Premier League games for Newcastle. Here's Chan, ball over the halfway line. Henderson picks up and runs forward, but all of a sudden in front of him cuts Moussa Sissoko, and then the ball is played backwards by Liverpool in towards Chan, and then Chan holds it up 10 yards from the halfway line, makes the run past Sissoko.
Chan's never played in centre-half role in the flat-back four as well, you know. He's a midfielder that does well in the back three.
The game.
It's Henderson, he's gone over to the right wing. Just about kept it in play. Newcastle take things back off him. That is a good challenge. Lucas now involved. Now Henderson lifts the head up. Looks crossfield for the ball into the box for Sterling. Controls it with one touch. Takes it onto his right foot. In the box!
Oh! What a goal!
That's a brilliant strike from Raheem Sterling. An individual effort. Curls it round the body of Tim Krul. And Raheem Sterling... So many headlines questioning his loyalty to the football club, and a smashing stunner of an opening goal here at Anfield tonight. And Raheem Sterling moves into pole position for leading goal scorer of the season for Liverpool. That's his 7th Premier League goal and his 11th goal this campaign. And on 9 minutes, Liverpool are off to a good start.
Well, I cried that in, didn't I? I've cried and cried and cried. No balance or whatever, but there was certainly balance about that, and that was a goal worthy of the financial reward he's looking for. You know, a top draw player. That's a quality ball. Great switch of play, but he's gone skip past two men in the box, and Ryan Taylor first of all, then he goes past Overton, and that's a great finish. It really is a delicate finish in the far end of the goal. Goalie had no chance. Krul, smashing goal. And Raheem Sterling's agent will be happy with that, I think. I mean, I might put that into his notebook and remind the manager what he could do out of nothing. And the game needed that. We needed that, didn't we?
It's paid off him playing on the left-hand side, John.
Absolutely.
He cut in onto his right, interestingly.
It was a great switch of play from, I think it was Jordan Henderson, wasn't it? Super switch of play. And he, you know, he just had that little bit of room, that little bit of space to been able to manoeuvre. And a fantastic finish, Steve, you have to say.
Here comes Lovren, halfway
good
line.
Ball.
For a ball over the top. Moreno's got in there. Wait on his left foot, takes his time, unleashes the shot, which Krul palms down. And it comes back out towards Moreno again. Well, he waited some time to hit it, but when he did, he got a fierce shot.
He did. Lucas might have a shot here.
From distance, Lucas chips it into the box off the chest of Allen, trying to bring in Ibe. Allen again. Down goes Krul and takes it off the feet of Joe Allen. He couldn't get it under control. Allen just brought it down, then thought about smashing it. The ball slightly got away from him.
And Marino, I thought, he just took it an age. That's a great ball by Lovren and a great run. And he's let the ball run well, really, you know, and then he smashed it. But goalie was well placed. It's a comfortable save in the end and the near post from him, but he caught it fairly well, didn't he?
Backwards header by Chan to his keeper Mignolet.
Really quicker.
Now to the left hand side. Quick, Moreno. That goal's instilled something of
a little bit of belief in the system, maybe.
They're looking at getting it out to Sterling all the time. He's playing on Ryan Taylor, isn't he?
Oh.
Great from Coutinho. Gets into the penalty area.
He should have picked them out.
Drives the ball.
He's done all the hard work, Steve.
Sterling didn't latch onto it, but he's gone to fetch it left side. Back comes Sterling, plays the inverse ball, and it goes out behind Tim Krul's goal. That should have been 2-0 for Liverpool.
It should. Coutinho, great skill, great ability, but then, you know, he chose the wrong option. Fantastic turn on the edge of the box. You know, it took two players out, skipped past another one, and then he's just got to try and pick someone out. To be fair, you know, I think Sterling's got to take a bit of a gamble as well, but he's held out waiting for the pullback. Good play though.
Now Allen, right through the heart of the Newcastle midfield, finds Coutinho on the right. They don't quite know how to contain him at the moment. He's on his left foot, he's played it across to Sterling, goes for goal, very hard, first time touch, left footed on the volley, the half volley almost, and it was caught by Tim Krul.
No, that would have been a great goal. The final delivery from Sterling wasn't what it should have been, because if he'd put it to Allen, he was in the middle of the goal for the tap-in. But it's a great play, build-up play from Liverpool. The system's starting to tick in now, and you can see, you know, how they're making it happen, how they're making it work. Oh, that's poor play.
Ball given away and breaking through the centre, Daryl Yanmat, one of the centre halves. So he's caught out by Allen, but then Allen's lost it to Overton, who's on the right wing. Newcastle attack, they've had very few of these in the game. Overton puts it into the box, it's come off Perez's legs, it drops for Albin, who struck it right through the centre, and it's stopped by Simon Mignolet. Perfect in terms of positioning.
Brendan Rodgers has got to tell Mourinho to stop putting his hands behind his back and go and close the ball down. He's allowed Overton to put a good ball in there. He's put his hands behind his back, go and close the ball. That's more important than the money about your arms.
Yeah, so look, he's looking at
you, see, he's stood right off him. Poor defending. Lucky.
So just in front of the centre circle, Newcastle free kick. Everyone back defending for Liverpool. Taylor flips it in there. Left side of the penalty area, nearly drops for Colback. Now it might fall for Perez, who goes down around Allen's legs. Liverpool cleared away. That's handball by Yanmat in the centre circle.
He's missed that. And I think that was a penalty.
Really?
I think that could have been a penalty for Newcastle. That was awful defending from Liverpool. It was terrible, terrible defending. I think it might have been Joe Allen, was it?
Well, let's have a look when we watch the replay.
I think
that's terrible from Yanmat, who literally put his arm right across the neck of Raheem Sterling and dragged him down to the floor.
That's a booking. The referee's in danger of losing this game.
Well, there must be three different instances there
awful.
That he's not got his...
I think that could have been a penalty. He's made a mess of that, Alan. Let's see. Oh, it's a penalty, Steve.
It's Lovren who's kicked the legs.
We got away with that one.
Of Perez.
That's a penalty.
Oh, all day long, isn't it?
How the hell he didn't give that?
Well, left footed, he's missed the ball completely. He's kicked the legs of Perez, who's gone down on the floor.
I tell you what, Joe Allen's having a
Liverpool got
really
away with
strange
it there.
Game, you know. He's not at his best at all. But I was slagging Lee Mason out before, but he's give us one there.
Well, Lovren, long ball, just about headed down by Yanmat. Followed up by Coutinho, gets onto it quick, smart. Now Sterling. Sterling's gone over Ryan Taylor. Oh, referee said play on. I think that was a free kick for Liverpool. Another Newcastle player goes down, but Allen plays on with a ball to Henderson, edge of the box.
Chancy for Liverpool.
Henderson feeds it into Ibe. He's entered the Newcastle penalty area. Ibe over the crossbar, slightly wide on the right-hand side. Well, this referee, Lee Mason, does not know how to get hold of this game.
No, he's lost it, hasn't he? I don't know what happened there. The Newcastle player went down, and let's see. I couldn't see. I don't know. Was he caught? I don't know. It was under the referee's nose, but... Newcastle seemed to stop, and Jordan Ibe had an opportunity, and he's got to do better than that. That's an awful effort. It really is from Jordan.
Call back forward to Overton. A little period in which Newcastle are dominating play round the middle parts of the pitch. Passed on by Colback, ending up with Overton, he's 10 yards into the Liverpool
Overton,
half.
Overton, they've got to close him down, Overton. The last 10 minutes, he's dominated himself in midfield there. They switched him from this right-hand side into the middle, giving him an extra man, and him and this fella Sissoko, we haven't got near him.
Ball chipped danger, over the top by Yanmat towards Perez, goes for goal with a header, and that's a long arm out from Simon Mignolet to push that ball wide of his goal.
Just defensively, Steve, you know, good job we're not playing against a good side, because we'd be struggling here. The back four are all, look at that, there's no line, you know, it's a great save by Simon Mignolet. It's a super header. It's going to the top. Fantastic save again, Mignolet. Brilliant save.
Liverpool scrapping their way through this one at the moment. They need to defend this corner from the left-hand side. Taylor takes it, bounces all the way through towards Perez.
Don't foul.
Perez up against Ibe on the right side of the Liverpool
Don't
penalty
foul.
Area.
Don't
trying
foul.
To turn this way and that away from Glenn Johnson. Ibe wins it, Johnson plays it down the line, Sterling controls, picks up the pace, Colback flies in there with a challenge and wins possession back for Newcastle.
Well, we're hanging on here a bit, aren't we?
Sissoko to Abade on the right wing, chips offside. Down the line for Perez. Now Sissoko did look offside, Sissoko turns it on to his left foot into the box, and the shot over the top of the bar from Abade.
starting to create more and more Newcastle as we hit the 45-minute
mark.
Well,
the fans aren't happy now, are they? They're not happy now. For 20 minutes or so, we look fine, dandy. It worked. I'm glad that's the half-time whistle.
For you?
Because I could see it. I could see them score. You know, really, he might have to think about putting Carlo Torre on here at the back, because take it from me, that's not right at the back. And they will score if we keep in a back four. They'll score in the second half. So whenever they go forward, and in the midfield areas, what happened there a little bit, Jordan Anderson and was a bit too far forward, not helping Lucas. Lucas was chasing three men at one stage there. Joe Allen's got a tuck back in. He's been in between things, Joe Allen. That we lost that centre midfield for the last 15 minutes of that half, and we're very forced to be 1-0 up. You know, after really, you know, we coasted.
Dominated.
Coasted, and then they should have had a penalty. We all know that. But they've been a bit unlucky the last 10, 15 minutes.
Well, it's left it a little bit tasty for the second half.
Yeah, it has, yeah. And I think Brendan's got to, you know, have a little bit of a rethink, because to get a clean sheet, I think we're going to have to ride our luck second half, because we said that at the start, didn't we? You know, having a look at it with Sean and Lovren in the centre. Lovren's got away with one there. He's got away with an unbelievable one.
The Radio City Sport Liverpool Matchbook. Radio City Sport.
With Hampson Hughes Solicitors. They're at the top of their game. Go to hampsonhughes.com.
We're underway for the second half of the game. Liverpool lead 1-0. And they've not changed anything in terms of personnel. They might just have to up their game somewhat. They've certainly got some cracks in terms of the squad out there and how they're playing, but they do lead 1-0, and the man who scored the goal, Raheem Sterling, gets the pass down the left wing for Moreno, cuts it back for Coutinho, edge of the box. Great trickery to turn and keep possession. Now it's Henderson dribbling the ball away from the penalty area, wide to the left hand side, tries to curve it into the path of Raheem Sterling, and then it's seen over the dead ball line, and it will be a goal kick. The flag has been raised on this near side by the extra official. Newcastle are on the front foot, and they look determined to find an equaliser. Enter the box from the right side, chipped it towards Perez. He's there again. Simon Mignolet dives over the top of Perez and punches the ball clear. Now Liverpool lose it. Ibe gave it away to Obertan in a dangerous area, left side of the box. And then Glenn Johnson's running out for a corner.
Poor defending again, Steve. Really was. What's Glenn Johnson doing there? Put it out for a throw-in.
And Liverpool burst down the right-hand side. Can Henderson add something to widen the gap between the teams? A great ball into the box. Missed by the defender. Oh, Raheem sloughed his lines.
What a miss.
Would you believe that? Would you believe it?
What a miss.
Defender kicked air. And Raheem Sterling kicked the ball against the side hoardings.
Well, he scored a goal earlier on, which is tremendous.
That was fluffy lines of the season, wasn't it?
And it's Newcastle now.
Obertan into the penalty area, hit the ball against Lucas, bounces back out to Sissoko. Sissoko to the edge of the box, and Abade switches play to the right wing, sort of chested down by Remy Cabella to the right side, then fed back into the area. Johnson heads clear to Henderson. Well, and Liverpool are playing like an away team at times.
It's like a pub team. I have to say, defensively it is awful.
Johnson. Short throw to Coutinho.
That could have been a foul throw as well.
It's not his night, is it? Play back to Lovren, halfway line. Now Moreno over to the left-hand side. Sterling brought into things. Goal. Great pace, dead ball line. Tries to cut it back. It's come off the Newcastle legs for a corner kick on the other side.
Yeah, you look at that chance from Sterling. It was a sitter. You know, that should put the game to bed, really. We need the second goal. We really do, because they are we're a threat to ourselves.
Yeah.
Really.
Liverpool's own worst enemy.
Corner.
Coutinho with this corner in front of the cop. Just 1-0. Could have been 2-0. Sterling missed it before. This corner taken by Coutinho. Cups off Jan Mat's shoulder. Headed away then further by Newcastle. Only for Liverpool to pick it up and play it into Coutinho. Left side of the area. Hits one though.
Follow
keeper
it in.
Saves it. Keeper got to it. At least it tested him.
Barini's got to follow that in, hasn't he? What's he doing? Goal, he fluffed it. Decent save. Decent effort.
The way Brendan threw the ball to Glenn Johnson said a lot then as well. Almost as if to say, come on. Get your act together.
Oh, yeah.
Now, Barini, Robertson, well, ball off Williamson. Going, going. Chance for Liverpool. Barini bursts into the box, takes a touch that he might not have needed.
Oh, where's
he
going?
That touch dragged him to the dead ball line, hits it against the legs of Williamson, and it's a corner. It should have been a goal.
Where's he going? He's took the ball, he's gone to the goalkeeper, he's took it to the byline and tried to square it, then just playing it across to Sterling for a tap in. He'd done really well, Barini, to be fair, initially. And I don't know, his last touch was absolutely woeful.
Well, thank goodness for a moment of genius from Sterling in the first half. It's given Liverpool the lead, but they've narrowly held on to it in big portions of the game. Chance maybe to extend it, though, here. Henderson's corner, right-hand side. Header flicks across the penalty area. Sterling then chips it into the box. Chan helps it on. Allen misses his cue and doesn't miss it a second time.
Get in.
Absolutely walloped into the top left corner of the net.
Get
by
in.
Joe Allen.
Well,
he
done.
Missed his first opportunity, but quickly snatched at the second bite. And Liverpool lead Newcastle by 2-0. Joe Allen.
Needed this, Steve. I calm my nerves. I don't know about your nerves and the crowd's nerves, because it's been such a nervy performance. He's took that really well, you know. Just instinctively, the ball, there's a corner that's been headed back and helped back in. I think it was by Sterling, and it was someone offside, but it wasn't Joe Allen. And it's ricocheted off Williamson, I think. And he's reacted first and foremost before anyone in, and just hooked it into an empty, well, past the goalkeeper into an empty net. Good finish. Well done.
Here's Chan.
That's a good ball.
To Johnson on the right wing. Coutinho's one of those who has impressed at times. Just tries to force a pass into Henderson, and Colbeck diverts it out for a corner.
As you say, there's not been many, you know. Goalie's done everything right. Lucas has been good. Sean, Sterling and bits and bobs. Coutinho, you know, they're probably the pick of the bunch at the moment.
Absolutely. Coutinho, two hands up. Right-footed, outswinging corner. Could be a third goal. It's headed over the crossbar by Dejan Lovren.
Good chance, Steve. There's a good chance. He's rose really well, and he's got to hit the target. He's done the odd thing by out-jumping the defender. And he's headed there about 6 inches over the bar, and really, you know, he's got to hit the target there. He really hits the target to goal.
Henderson out to the right wing. Coutinho on play. Back to Johnson again.
Yep.
Johnson short. You're giving me the jitters
I'm
now.
I'm a bag of nerves when he's got the ball. That's better, Glenn.
The 1-2 with Coutinho and Johnson into the box.
Oh,
Barini strode to try and get that ball. He missed it. I mean, it was almost driven into his own net by Daryl Yanmat. Just about stopped by Tim Krull.
Better play.
Now Newcastle pass it out from their penalty area and then pass it back through Williamson to his keeper. Krull hits it. Halfway mark.
Well done, Lucas.
Armstrong misses it. Lucas got a vital touch. Ends up with the back line. And Dejan Lovren. Lovren onto his left foot. Drills one out to the wing. There's Alberto Moreno. Moreno short pass to Sterling. Moreno again. He's having to go backwards. Oof. That was late from Gutierrez. Do you know they've lost something after they've taken Obertan off, haven't they, John?
Absolutely. I was delighted to see him go off, because he had strength and pace and was causing us problems. Ooh, what's that? The sloppy ball. We got away with that one, Steve.
10 minutes of normal time to play. Liverpool
with
Coutinho.
Chance
great little chip. In on things is Sterling. Into the penalty area. Didn't get his pass right. Hit Sissoko, whose huge frame was flying across in front of him. Sterling knows he had a big chance
that's
there.
That's a part of Reams' game. His final ball, if he looks, he dinks it far post. We've got two men spare to put it in. He's tried to thread it in there. The chance had gone. Corner, though.
From the left-hand side. That ball being spotted down by Jordan Henderson. And Liverpool looking for a third. I mean, it's hard to see Newcastle coming back and winning this game, but that corner drilled in. Ryan Taylor gets the header. Perez can't get it clear. Coutinho lined up for the shot, but wouldn't sit down from that ball. And eventually, Daryl Yanmat heads it out for another corner.
Corner's been a little bit better tonight. At least they've been putting the right areas, our corners.
Corner kick on the left. Of course, Liverpool's next game after this, the trip to Wembley. Bit of re-evaluation. Silverware on the horizon. Here's Henderson. Ball across the penalty area. Might drop for someone here. Headed off the line. Krull comes out and punches. Drops for the volley. And Dejan Lovren misses it.
Awful.
Awful, John says. It was nowhere near.
It was a foul on the goalkeeper
causing
anyway.
A problem.
Yeah, Sean's just pushed the goalkeeper. Krull was clutching the Everton there. But it's a good corner.
So we've entered the final 10 minutes of normal time. And 20 to 10 on a Monday night. You're with Radio City Sport. Liverpool adding well 3 points to their Premier League tally, we hope.
Well done.
3 points that would take them to within just four of the top four. Ball back by Emre Can to his keeper, Simon Mignolet. And Mignolet delivers out long. Missed by Coutinho, but he says Williamson put him off.
He took his eye off the ball, did Coutinho there.
Sissoko just drove his way through Lucas then. Gives to Gutierrez, left side. Drills it low into the penalty area. Newcastle search for a goal. Doesn't happen there. As Can eventually gets it away.
We're very lucky. 34. Again, it's unconvincing defending from... It's from Lovren again. He's tried to create landings and he's hit his own man in the 6 yard box. And fortunately, it fell for us. That's a foul.
Newcastle again. Oh, yeah, foul is given.
Lucas, I think Lucas has been really good today. Really good tonight. He's had to be because, you know, with that makeshift defence, you know, with the. You need someone strong in front and he's lived up to that this afternoon. Tonight.
And here's Lucas. Lucas. To Jordan Henderson. Philip Coutinho always seems to be in the right spot. Just plays that pass out to Glenn Johnson on the right wing. Lucas then, forward pass to Coutinho. Struggles to keep on his feet. Always looks like he's giving 110%. Loses it there, tries to get it back. Sissoko slips in.
It's
a 50-50, but it might have just been a little bit high from Sissoko on Lucas. And he's already walking before the referee gets his card out.
I hope he's all right, Lucas. That's a bad challenge, Steve.
Sissoko's off. Lucas is straight down.
Straight red. I hope Lucas is all right because he's gone over the top there. It's a poor challenge, Steve. I don't know why they're trying to... He gave him a yellow. Not a straight, but I tell you, I think that could have been a straight red. He's gone right over the top. Sissoko, since he's been wound up with Glenn Johnson.
Well, their best player, one of them anyway, Moussa Sissoko. Goes into the top.
That's a red. How can he give him a yellow? That's a leg breaker.
That is a red.
That is awful.
Just watching that again.
How can he give him a yellow? That tells you how bad the referee's been. That is a straight red. It doesn't matter if he's had a yellow or what. That's a red. Oh. That is an awful, awful challenge. And Lucas is so fortunate he hasn't broke his leg there.
But you know what? I can't even watch that second time because you watch how it bends his leg
How
back.
Can he give him a yellow card, Steve?
That's a red card, isn't it?
He should be demoted after this performance, Mason. He's been absolutely minging tonight. Thankfully, hasn't cost Liverpool.
Oh, he's going to have a sore shin tomorrow, isn't he?
Oh,
Lucas?
That was horrendous. A yellow card for that.
Henderson delivers into the box. Sterling arrives and misses. Left-footed, he's volleyed that. He's had a couple of opportunities to make it two for himself tonight.
I think he gave offside there, you know, the linesman. I'm not too sure. But I tell you what, he should score. He scored the hardest chance of the game for himself. Oof. He's had two easy chances. Was it offside? No, it wasn't. But the linesman's given and he should have scored.
Liverpool still with it. Newcastle probably all but gave up the ghost after conceding the second. I think when they were 1-0 down, they felt it was a maybe. But Liverpool beat Newcastle here at Anfield to put themselves 4 points behind fourth place Manchester City. It's an extremely long shot, but the hope and the dream is still alive. They've just got to keep racking up wins in the Barclays Premier League. From here, though, they go to an FA Cup semi-final at Wembley against Aston Villa. Newcastle 2, Liverpool 2. Newcastle 0. John Aldridge, your thoughts about that game?
Yeah, scrappy. Not nice on the eye, not pleasant on the eye for much of the time. We didn't play well. Deserved to win. You know, when Newcastle came after us, you know, before half time and after half time, they caused us a lot of problems. Well, we caused ourselves a lot of problems. But thankfully, we got through it. Got the second goal at a good time because we started getting really nervy. Just as well they didn't have the quality, Steve, because we could have, you know, come a little bit unstuck tonight. But as it was, we got the 3 points. We move on. We stopped the rot going into the game at Wembley. It'll be interesting what side and what sort of system he employs on Sunday against Villa. Tough game, but it's still a little bit of confidence, you know, revitalises hopefully.
I think after the defeats to United and Arsenal, it was probably just about getting a win, wasn't it? I mean,
yeah.
I don't think any of those players will be extremely happy with how they played as a team tonight.
Well, you can't be. There's some decent individual performances, and I mentioned them before. But as a team, it was. I said it from the start. I didn't expect an awful lot with the way. It was strange. It was a strange lineup for me, you know. No out and out centre forward, you know, still on the wing, continue playing centre forward to begin with. And it caught them a little bit by surprise because the movement, you know, caused them problems in the first 20 minutes. But then we lost our way big time. We got the big decision going our way. The referee tonight was hopeless for the two teams. I thought he was absolutely hopeless. But we got a big call when they should have had the penalty. Post-match.
It was a good performance. I thought that our attacking play in the game was very bright. I thought we looked really exciting going forward. Worked very, very hard on the back of a midweek game, which was a tough game. And we know Newcastle have got good players that can hurt you, especially on the counter-attack. So, we had a lot of the ball tonight. At times our possession could have been better. I thought that we were a bit loose at times with the ball. But I thought we had a real attack intent in the game and created chances and maybe could have got one or two more goals, I felt. But a clean sheet and to win 2-0 at home was against Newcastle was going to be an important result for us, and it was.
The Radio City Sport Liverpool Matchbook. Radio City Sport.
With Hampson Hughes Solicitors. Supporting you through your personal injury claim. Text 600 60.